On the Nature Trail with Lindsay Webb. Brought to you by New Hampshire Fish and Game's Wildlife Journal.
Eastern Chipmunk. A friend of mine and I are on a hike back down a mountain trail toward our campground. The air is heavy as we transition from high elevation spruce fir forest into a hardwood habitat again. We stop for a quick break and quietly gulp down some water, listening to the sounds around us. I hear a familiar noise off in the distance. Surprisingly, we must be closer to our campground than we realized because we can hear the distinct chattering of the eastern chipmunk. Chipmunks are diurnal mammals and most active mid-morning and mid-afternoon. Their name derives from their distinct call of chip-chip. Although chipmunks are widespread, they are most often found in hardwood forests with beech, maple, and oak trees present. They are also highly adapted to humans, like at our campground, where I'm sure they'll find plenty of snacking opportunities. We pack up our water bottles and continue our trek back to the campground, where the chipmunk population is abundant. Every little leaf noise in the woods reveals one of them foraging on the ground. Depending on the food availability, the chipmunk's diet consists of acorns, nuts, seeds, mushrooms, fruits, berries, and insects. They spend the majority of their time gathering and storing food for the winter, most intensely during the fall months. Chipmunks must cache this food because they don't have enough fat stores to hibernate all winter. Instead, they go into torpor, a period of inactivity, and will wake up throughout the winter to feed on what they have stockpiled in their den. During a mild winter, chipmunks venture above ground to forage for food, finding their other caches by using an olfactory cue. Chipmunks are a fun wildlife species for kids of all ages to observe because they're active during the daytime. They are plentiful, and they are very vocal. A chipmunk might spark an interest in someone to learn more about the outdoors. Years ago, I worked at a popular hiking park. Foreign visitors would squeal with delight when a chipmunk would race across the road toward the toll booth where I was stationed. The first time this happened, I couldn't understand why they were so excited, but then I realized that eastern chipmunks are only found in the United States. It was a good reminder that even common wildlife species are interesting and deserving of our attention. While it might only be a chipmunk to you, to someone else, these fuzzy little rodents may be really exciting. Back at the campsite, a daring chipmunk stands on top of a tree stump, eyeing us while we dump our packs and settle in for the evening. With a chattery chip and a flash of movement, it jumps off the stump and scampers up a nearby tree. Chipmunks are proficient climbers, even though their burrows are underground. Tunnels in their burrow might stretch for 10 meters and have different rooms for sleeping and for food storage. Most chipmunks are solitary and have a home range of about a half to 1 acre, which might overlap with others. This seems to be the case at this campground, as I can hear a constant chipping or chucking sound repeating over and over again in the distance. Chipmunk calls can include 80 to 180 chips per minute. As the sun begins to set, the chipmunks settle down for the evening, allowing other outdoor sounds to fill my ears. Then I climb into my sleeping bag for the night and imagine a chipmunk curling up in its den just below me.